From the News Center, a news focus.
As the winter wraps up, we are reminded that there has been a lot of freezing rain this time around, and that has led to power outages. Of course, that can happen any time of the year, and it does raise questions when you stare into your fridge. Will I need to throw everything away? And if it's still cold enough outside, should I put the food out there? What could I have done to prepare? Penn State College of Agricultural Sciences Senior Food Safety Extension Associate Martin Bucknavage has some advice on how to prepare for a power outage and how to preserve and manage food when one occurs. To prepare, have ice packs in the freezer. And if the power goes out, you can put the ice packs in a cooler to keep some of your food cold. That's especially useful for expensive foods like steak. You'll want to keep non-perishable items on hand in your pantry, but make sure you purchase foods that you will eventually eat. 40 degrees Fahrenheit is the maximum recommended temperature for a refrigerator. So if your fridge is already at 40 and the power goes out, there's not a lot of wiggle room. So Bucknavage said, lower the temperature in advance of a possible outage. 34 to 36 is good, and make sure the freezer is at least 0 degrees. You'll also want to manage your freezer. If you have pork chops that are 3 years old, they're going to be in the back. Items in the back often stay frozen longer because they're more insulated. Unfortunately, we tend to keep the newer stuff in the front, and that's where the biggest spoilage risk is. And when the power does go out, check the time and do not open your refrigerator or freezer. The FDA said food will be safe for 4 hours in the fridge if the door stays closed. Also, you don't want to put things outside because it could attract critters and you can't maintain the temperature out there. You can get additional information on food safety during an outage on the Penn State Extension website. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.